This is an ad from BetterHelp. As kids, we were always learning and growing. But at some point as adults, we tend to lose that sense of curiosity and excitement. Therapy can help you continue that journey because your back-to-school era can come at any age. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online therapy you can do from anywhere. Rediscover possibility with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/newdirection today to get 10% off your first month.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of business, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our MBA degree program is 100% online, with emphases in business analytics and finance to help you reach your goals. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tattoo Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 105, take two, here with Rylan. We've already recorded it once.
I should have checked the audio.
Yours usually doesn't mess up, but it did. So this is our second time. We even dropped the topic to just make it shorter for us. Basically, to sum up the first topic, Borderlands movie has bombed in the first opening weekend. You really need to know.
Trash. Just terrible.
Yeah. So we're not going to go deep into that. We'll start off with Valve announces they will be supporting other PC handhelds with their SteamOS operating system.
Okay, so we got here the release of Valve SteamOS for handheld gaming devices. Other than the company's own Steam Deck hasn't quite reached Half-Life 3 levels of can kick down the Bravery, but it's getting there. Last week, we reported on tantalizing hints that Valve's Linux-based gaming operating system might just be about to roll out for the Asus ROG Ally. It says here also, it still might be, but we've now directly spoken with Valve's designer Lawrence Yang, and let's just say it doesn't seem, impotently intimate. And SteamOS, I almost said OBS.
Yeah, because OBS is trash. Can't keep audio consistent.
So their SteamOS isn't ready to run, out of the box on other handhelds yet. But we're continuing to work on adding support, Yang told a PC gamer when, asked about the new entry, adding support for extra ROG Ally keys in the SteamOS release notes. So SteamOS isn't ready to run on other handhelds today, and Valve isn't putting a time frame on the release, though at least, put some third-party support, starting to make it into the beta releases of the OS. It does feel like we're starting to get somewhere, but not to put too fine a point on it. The original Steam Deck launched over 2 years ago, February 2022. Still can't believe it's been that long.
I know,
doesn't feel like it. It says here Valve said that the standalone version of Steam OS was coming soon. Then, the last year, when the revived Steam Deck OLED was released, Valve confirmed that its focus was getting SteamOS onto other handhelds, was opposing to a general release for pretty much any x86 PC. Reading this again is giving me brain damage.
No.
It says here, here we are, mid 2024. Well, nada. Don't get that. Valve is still working on it, but it seems like, you know, they are spoiling up to announce anything. Of course, you know, you could argue that there's no particular reason why Valve needs to release SteamOS to, you know, competing handhelds, or indeed as a general build with wide compatibility for PCs. So, yeah.
SteamOS is a pretty good operating system, especially if you have most of your games on Steam. So, like I said when we recorded this before, I have hacked a Windows laptop, put SteamOS on it, and it works really good. But yeah. All right. Microsoft is making its Windows Game Bar more handheld friendly.
I still want to try this out because, you know, I haven't tried the Game Bar yet, like on PC and stuff, so okay. I want to try it out.
So, like I said, also, last time we recorded this, I use it every time pretty much we play, when we play 2K, Fortnite, whatever, to clip the last 30 seconds if we do something cool. Like when we ganged up on that guy in that house that one time, he had no chance. But
the whole squad, this guy was in a room, he was like on a bed. And the whole squad sort of ran in the room and shot him.
We just raided the house and went into that room, and he died pretty quick.
Some FBI crap.
Yeah, basically. I was on the roof at first, and then I came in through and ran into the door. And it was funny.
I was the first one to barge into the room, and the rest of the team came. But what I got here is, Microsoft is starting to test a new compact version of its Game Bar with the Xbox Insiders today, similar to the Xbox app on Windows PCs. The Game Bar is getting its own compact mode that, you know, is designed for smaller screens, so like mobile devices and stuff like that. But window power handhelds, and even when you're playing on a PC with a controller. With compact mode enabled, you know, access to widgets, navigation is simplified to ensure, you know, you can get access to your content you want easily as possible. Explains Oliver Exu, you know, senior product manager of Xbox Experiences. When using a controller, you can switch between, you know, widgets quickly with the left and right bumpers, so LB and RB. If you guys don't know what LB and RB is, oh, just the bumpers. That's all it is. It says here, the home widget is, you know, the compact Game Bar. It lets you view any recent or currently running games, and you can even quit games from here too. Ideal if you're using a controller. You can also, you know, quickly access widgets option using a controller. And this compact mode, or access the widgets store to, you know, get additional features for the Game Bar. What's the widget store like? Can you just like customize it or what?
Yeah, you can customize it, like see what's on the screen and stuff. For me, I just have what I've clipped and then the clipping software. So you got screenshot, just record your screen, record the last 30 seconds. So, and like I said, to activate Xbox Game Bar on your standard PC, it's already running in the background. You just hit Windows G to activate the Game Bar, and to clip the last 30 seconds, it's usually Windows Alt G, unless you remap that like I have to Alt A just to make it easier. But if they can do it to where you can clip it from a controller, because I usually use controller for games on PC, that'd be so much easier than having to do something cool on my controller playing 2K or something and have to reach down and hit Alt A on the keyboard.
So. This is an ad from BetterHelp. As kids, we were always learning and growing. But at some point as adults, we tend to lose that sense of curiosity and excitement. Therapy can help you continue that journey because your back to school era can come at any age. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online therapy you can do from anywhere. Rediscover possibility with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/newdirection today to get 10% off your first month.
So that'd be way easier to just say, oh, it's in my hand. But say if you, like, click your home button, then maybe the bumper or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Something.
Or maybe even, like, hitting L3 and R3 at the same time or something.
Yeah.
That'd be really quick, just because, yeah.
Then you can clip it straight away and stuff.
Yeah.
But I got here. The home widget in the compact bar lets you view recently occurring running games, as I and you can even quick answer here too, as I said. And this compact mode or access the widget store and additional features. Sorry, I'm just trying to find where it was. Microsoft is testing this new compact mode for the game bar with, you know, Xbox Insiders today, as you can sign up to test it. So if you guys want to test it out, you can sign up to test it. The new mode under settings, Microsoft has been gradually improving its Xbox app on Windows in the recent months, including a compact mode, and controller improvements for navigating and launching games. Because with Steam, you can do that big picture thing or whatever.
Big picture mode.
And you could, all you have to do for like the Switch controller is like hold the home button and it'll activate it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then, you know, it's easy. So that's kind of what I'm like kind of guessing it might kind of be like.
Well, I like the Xbox Game Bar because you can record your screen with the Xbox Game Bar, but a lot of stuff is just record your screen from there. But with the Xbox Game Bar, it's like clipping on the Xbox. It's the last 30 seconds of whatever you've done.
Yeah.
All right. Red Dead Redemption 1 PC port has randomly leaked on the PlayStation Network.
Sandra says, again, take two. Red Dead Redemption players have been asking for a PC release for nearly 15 years, and it seems like Rockstar may have finally listened. Ever since the original game was released in 2010, rumors have swirled that John Marston's journey through the rapidly evolving Wild West would eventually break free of its console exclusivity. And, you know, while many accepted that it was unlikely to happen, recent signs suggest otherwise. Rockstar, recently re-released Red Dead Redemption for the PS4 and Switch, meaning the door, may be open for more ports. Per game Radar Plus, Red Dead Redemption listing on the PlayStation Sports, a description that sounds like confirmation of the PC release and stuff, I'm saying it's imminent. It says here, experience the Wild West or the epic Western adventures that define a generation, now on PC for the first time ever. It's worth noting that before August 13th, Red Dead Redemption's PlayStation 4 listing did not feature that line, being that it's a recent addition. And while this is no way confirmation that Red Dead Redemption is coming to PC, the fact is that such a leak appeared on a major storefront, certainly enough to raise a few eyebrows. So they basically announced it.
Basically, they confirmed it without confirming it, I guess.
Yeah, they just said, experience the epic Western adventures that define a generation, now on PC for the first time ever. So they literally basically confirmed it right there.
Yeah. So, I don't know why they didn't just make a PC port when they remade the PS4 and Switch version. And that would just made the most sense to me. But also, like I said last time we recorded this, you can play Red Dead Redemption 1 on PC already if you do Xbox 360 emulation through Xenia, but a lot of people don't like emulation, so they want a native port. All right.
Yeah.
That's all the topics we have. So we appreciate you for watching or listening. Watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts. Follow all of our podcast other socials like Discord, Instagram, Twitter, everything but Facebook. Buy our merch on Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic. I still need to put the description down in, the link into the description. I can't even talk. But
hang on.
I know, I've already said this once. I said it perfect then. All right. Rylan, do you have anything?
Nope. As I said last recording, we also hit another milestone when it comes to downloads in a week with 16,000 instead of 15,000. So it's pretty neat. So thank you guys for that. As I said, follow our socials. Everything's in the description. And also, all our merch platforms, Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic. So yeah, thank you guys for everything. And, yeah.
All right. Appreciate you for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
This is an ad from BetterHelp. As kids, we were always learning and growing. But at some point as adults, we tend to lose that sense of curiosity and excitement. Therapy can help you continue that journey because your back-to-school era can come at any age. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online therapy you can do from anywhere. Rediscover possibility with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/newdirection today to get 10% off your first month.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.